Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
A lot of love for Elaine Page's laugh after we played it yesterday on the show, I know. Elaine Page, if you don't know her, she is... she's on Radio 2. She's been on shows herself, hasn't she? And been a singer. But she does a show called Songs from the Shows, darling. And this is Elaine.
The two-hour unauthorised account by award-winning director Gordon McDougall is based on the 61-year-old's book, Anyone Can Do It. Is that right?
So you're making up jokes on your own there, Elaine, because that wasn't even that funny, but you do have the world's best laugh.
Don't.
Even if you don't like songs from the shows, try and listen to Elaine, because her laugh will just crack you up. Some people were comparing it to Krusty the Clown off The Simpsons. And now Elaine. And now Krusty. Yeah, same. Hey, Elaine's laughed a new TV theme today. Here's Elaine laughing the theme tune from Benny Hill. Go on, Elaine.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Podcast.
Hello?
Hello, Scott.
Hello, who's this?
It's Penny.
Penny, what's happening?
I'm just loving your Benny Hill compilation using Elaine Page. It's making me laugh loads.
Thanks very much, my darling.
That's all right, my pleasure.
See, as soon as you hear Elaine laugh, it's quite infectious. You have to laugh, don't you?
It is, and it goes so well with Benny Hill. The two in my head are now just joined forever.
Now, Penny, I've done a bit of an experiment today, right?
Yeah.
I've called up a few people with Elaine Page off Radio 2's laugh.
Yeah.
And just see if they would laugh along with it or not. For instance, if I play it to you now. You see? You're laughing, aren't you?
It does work. Yeah.
It does work. Right, so you know my friend Chris, the guy, you know Chris by now.
Yeah.
Spoke to the in-betweeners yesterday. Had an in-betweeners party last night, which apparently was amazing. Sorry I couldn't be there, Chris. You know, Chris, do you think if I called him up, he would kind of, like, laugh along with Elaine?
He'd have to, wouldn't he?
Well, you'd think so. So you're saying yes, then?
I'm saying he will, yeah.
Okay, let's find out.
Hello?
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 Good afternoon!
Who's this?
It's me!
Who's that, sorry?
E.P.
E.T.?
I'm EP.
What? Who's speaking?
EP.
EP.
Yeah, man.
So I'm on the toilet at the moment. Can this wait? Hello? Who is it? Hello? I'm gonna hang up for a minute.
Don't worry, I'll be here next week.
I'm off. Later. Bye.
Yeah, man.
Bye, Chris. Bless. Why would you say that, if, like, to a complete stranger?
I'm on the toilet at the moment. Can this wait?
You wouldn't.
You wouldn't.
I'm on the toilet at the moment. Can this wait?
Nice one.
There's no way I'd ever tell anyone that. I wouldn't answer the phone on the toilet, though.
Yeah, can this wait? Give us a high five, Penny.
Hang on a minute.
And yes. Oh, love you, bye.
BBC.
Radio 1.
So many songs you will never be able to listen to in the same way again now that I've mentioned the heavy breathing. Oh, no. Listen to the beginning of this one. So you'll notice it all the time now. He's gasping for air on this. Oh, written in the stars, a million miles away, a message to the main. Oh, the seasons come and go, but I will never change, and I'm on my way.
feeling it now.
And it goes on.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
Oh, Gordon's been on. He's 14. He loves Tuesdays. Well, not normally. He's 14 today, and it falls on a Tuesday. Normally, he thinks Tuesdays are rubbish, like I do. Now, let's talk about Misha Barton for a second. I can relate to what she's done here, because when I go places, my voice does change slightly as to where I am. Like, if I'm in America, like, I'll start, like, maybe talking a bit like that. I will. Because otherwise I think they're not going to understand me. And I'm trying to fit in. Now, Misha Barton's obviously done the same. Do you remember when she was in the OC? This is what she sounded like.
It's great. It's pretty awesome. I can't believe we've only aired, like, 9 episodes and we already have, like, a cover of TV Guide, which is pretty cool.
Cool.
I mean, we don't really like to think about it, because I think if you stop and think about, God, that many people are watching your show, then you're going to get caught up in it.
Oh, my God. She's, like, so LA when she was in the OC. Did you see Fern and... where Fern Cotton met Misha? Things have changed. I can relate to this. She's come over here and she's turned English.
This time I've been splitting my time between my boyfriend's new apartment and...
Yes, you've got a British boyfriend now.
I do. Finally, I have a British boyfriend. Oh, I've actually had a British boyfriend before. I don't know what I'm talking about.
What? And old Misha...
When I was living in New York, I did, like, one-off episodes on All My Children.
New Misha.
All right, that was my mate, Jen. And, yeah, she says come around for a cup of tea.
Cup of tea, that's my mate.
Who's this? Hello.
This is Charles Dickens. Come on, boy, sit.
I've done this. L.A. Misha.
I did, like, one episode on Fastlane, which was a show that McGee makes.
English, Misha.
Getting the house in order, the usual.
The pantry's empty. I'm so disappointed. We usually have Lucozade and, like, all this English food.
God, my pantry is empty.
It's pretty awesome, like a cover of TV Guide. When I was living in New York, I did, like, one episode on Fastlane, which was a show that McGee makes. My little sister's, like, my toughest critic.
All right, that was my mate. Come around for a cup of tea. Charles Dickens. The pantry's empty. I'm so disappointed.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
A lot of texts now coming through going, Mills, you donut! Misha Barton is British. Yeah, okay. So, my question is, if that's the case, why does she used to talk like this?
It's great. It's pretty awesome. I can't believe we've only aired, like, 9 episodes and we already have, like, a cover of TV Guide, which is pretty cool.
What she used to talk like when she was in OC.
I mean, we don't really like to think about it, because I think if you stop and think about, God, that many people are watching your show, then you're going to get caught up in it.
Yeah. And now she spends more time here with her British boyfriend.
All right, that was my mate. Come around for a cup of tea. Charles Dickens. The pantry's empty. I'm so disappointed.
What I'm saying is, Misha, wherever she is, adopts her accent to fit where she is at the time. And I do that all the time. My mum was really concerned when I used to live in Bristol. I used to come home for weekends. Speaking like that, all right, mum? Scott, what's happened to your voice? Just trying to fit in, love.
Scott Mills.
Scott Mills.
BBC.
Radio 1.
Are you loving Elaine Page's laugh, Tulip?
It is quite infectious, isn't it?
Elaine Page off Radio 2. Check her out. Plays songs from the shows, but does laugh in between them if you don't even like musicals. When you hear her laugh, though, generally you do have to laugh along because it's the best. Now, I've called up Matt Fincham earlier from the Chris Moyle show. Does he laugh along or not with Elaine?
I think he might get a bit scared and not.
Okay, let's find out.
Hello?
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 Who's that?
It's me!
Who's you?
E.P.
E.T.?
I'm E.P.
Oh, hello.
Yeah, man.
You sound like a woman. I'm sure E.T. was a bloke.
Is that right?
Wow. I'm confused now. Who is it? Your laugh's getting quite irritating now. Bye-bye.
No, I just found it irritating. He did seem to think he was talking to E.T.
Who's you?
E.P.
She did
E.T.?
Sound a bit like
E.T. Oh, hello. Oh, hello. Like it was just normal to be speaking to E.T.
Oh, hi,
hello.
E.T.
Oh, hi. I like this bit as well.
You sound like a woman. I'm sure E.T. was a bloke.
Right, so that's the only thing. E.T. was a bloke? When?
Nothing shocks Matt, clearly.
You sound like a woman. I'm sure E.T. was a bloke.
No, I don't think so. This is BBC Radio 1. And now let's learn something. Coxopedia. It's Sarah Cox.
Hi, Scott Mills.
And this is Coxopedia, where Sarah Cox tells you everything you need to know about anything at all.
Yep. The A to Z, avocados to zebras.
It's like Wikipedia and just as accurate. Hi, another Sarah.
Hello.
Where are you?
Portsmouth.
Ooh, okay. Is that a clue? Because I've been revising the Merchant Navy and Brazil nuts. Any good? Any good?
Will that help at all in the subject that you're about to give us?
No.
Tell us the subject you want Sarah to tell you about.
Labour. Childbirth.
Oh, okay.
Go!
Right, whoa. Well, I've done this 3 times. There's not many things I've done 3 times. Well, I've done sex 3 times because I've had 3 babies. So, and then that led on to labour before you know where you are. Yeah, it's not as much fun and it's twice as messy, mathematically speaking. So, labour, what happens is you got a baby, it's got to come out some way. They may take it out the sunroof, they call it, when it's a C-section. Or it may come out the more traditional way. If it's going to come out the traditional way, you need to do something called breathing. Even though you may feel like punching the midwife, don't do that. They're there to help you. Midwives generally have got nice faces and very clean hands, and they will help you, although they don't seem like they're helping you when you first arrive at the hospital, because they've got to check if you're dilated, which involves a little bit... like, let's just imagine glove puppetry. So then you're not very happy when you first meet them, because that's the first thing they do to you. And then you might throw up in a little cardboard triangular thing, which I did. And then before you know it, you've got a push. That ran out at a good time there, Sarah, didn't it?
You've got a push.
Oh, not a Porsche, a push.
I thought you said a push.
No, not unless you're very lucky, you might get a push in the car park.
I've got a push. Sarah, how was that for you?
Yes, thank you.
When's yours coming then?
February.
Okay. Don't be alarmed by all that information and advice I gave you.
I thought you'd be the best person to help me with it.
Oh, well, good luck. It's the best thing ever.
Is this your first one?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Okay. Well, that would have really helped. Excellent. Well, I'm glad that Coxopedia helped you.
Cheers. Thank you. Bye.
Love you.
Bye.
I'm scared of Coxopedia. You know people with the most reassuring voices in the world? Pilots. I noticed this when I was flying back from the south of France at the weekend, because they've all got the same voice. But I love it, because it does really reassure you. They all speak the same way. And so the pilot speaking, outside air temperature at the moment, just minus 32. Why do I need to know that? And we'll be heading out over the east coast, and then dropping down through France, and then across to Germany, and then flight time today about 2 hours. And then landing on the south runway. Temperature outside, about 16 degrees at the moment. And a bit of sun forecast. Anyway, I'll get back to you soon with some more details. I love it. Now, my friend, who is an estate agent, shows people around houses all day. Don't hate him for it. He's only in lettings. When he shows people around houses, he has taken to talking like a pilot recently to see if he can get away with it. And... no one seems to have noticed. So he'll be like, and welcome along to the house, the bathroom there, just to the left of us, if you can see. The temperature in there is steady, 19 degrees. And in a moment, we'll be going into the downstairs and then the kitchen area. And then, of course, outside to the garden, where it's currently 20 degrees, slightly warmer than the bathroom area. And no one seems to have noticed this. Now... we've done, and there is, an International Talk Like a Pirate Day. I think we should have International Talk Like a Pilot Day. Like, so maybe you could be having, you know, a meeting in your office at work and, you know, just talking reassuringly like a pilot. Or maybe, like, when you go into a sandwich shop or a coffee shop, I'll have a latte, please, with a temperature of around 30 degrees, if possible. I think more people should do it. We should all try and talk like a pilot. Shall we launch some kind of campaign? I think we need to in the next couple of days. See if you can get it into conversation, if anyone notices. No one, not one single person that my friend has shown around a house has even noticed it yet.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, some pilots have been on saying that you do actually have to do training to make sure your voice sounds reassuring. Thanks, John, for your text. I guess that makes sense, really, because you don't want to go, will we take you off on the east runway? There's a bit of turbulence, it'll all be fine. Put your seatbelt on, please. Hello?
Hello.
Hello, who's this?
It's Sarah.
Hey, Sarah.
Sarah in Leeds.
Hello, Sarah in Leeds. What's occurring?
Not much at the moment. I'm just waiting for my son to come out of karate at the moment.
All right. How old's your son?
He's 4.
Okay, good. Are you training him to be some kind of lethal weapon?
I could be accused of doing that, yeah.
Get to karate!
So he can look after his mum when he's older.
Fair play. How can I help?
My brother, who shall remain nameless because he's trying to get a pilot job at the moment, is, how can I put this? He's embarrassing, but also very funny.
Okay, why?
You can be in a car with him, and I'll have friends in the car as well, and he'll talk normally, absolutely. He'll talk like anybody else. But then when it gets to somebody asking him about his job, he suddenly switches into the pilot speak. He's got a lovely voice, don't get me wrong.
But what, so he'll start going all reassuring, will he?
He'll get all reassuring and, you know, hello, I'm first officer, I'm travelling at 35,000 feet, one of those sort of things.
Really?
Yeah.
But talks
really
normally the rest of the time, just when he talks about his job, he goes into pilot mode.
Just the minute he talks anything aviation related, he switches. It's really funny.
And this is my job, I'm a pilot. And,
exactly.
Wow, 16 degrees. Wow. Well, you found that a bit
I've
embarrassing.
I've never told him that he does this.
You haven't told him, you haven't addressed this with him before?
No.
Loving
no,
that.
I haven't. No, but he also, the other thing he does is, when he's been flying for the day and he gets back into his car, you've got to remind him that, you know, when you're driving, you've got to keep your eyes in front. You can't just turn round a corner and accelerate as well.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Right, so he still thinks he's in the plane?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay, good. Right, yeah, don't say his name, it's all fine.
No, okay.
Do you want to give me a high five or what?
I'll give you a high five. Hang on.
Love you.
BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Scott Mills.
Can I just check? I don't think that was a five you pressed.
Wasn't it?
Hang on. No, try again.
It's on my phone.
Oh, no, it is. Yeah, you're right. Sorry, I thought you got the wrong one. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Sian's been on. She is cabin crew for an airline, but is going to talk like the pilot tonight on her flight later on all the way to South Africa. Let me know how that goes. And Sophie in Leicestershire has also been on. She's a teacher and is going to try talking like a pilot in class tomorrow.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast.
Tuesday's nearly over. Yes. Maybe Tuesdays will get better in my life, but at the moment they're not that great. Right, you know when someone's got a great laugh, do you laugh along as well? For example, Elaine Page off Radio 2. Brilliant laugh. Kind of infectious. When she laughs, you have to laugh too, because it's...
Don't.
Now, here's a question. My flatmate, let's say that I called him with some clips of Elaine Page laughing off Radio 2. Have a think about it. Will he laugh along? Because it's so infectious. What do you think? You think he will? Okay, let's find out.
Hello, Fraser speaking.
Hello.
Hello?
It's me.
Who's me, sorry?
EP.
EP. Have you called the right number?
Yeah, man.
Hello, have you called the right number?
Hello?
Who's EP, sorry?
I'm EP.
Oh, E.T.
Is that right?
Sound like Sue Pollard. Sue Pollard.
Don't.
You called me. What can I do you for?
Don't worry. I'll be here next week.
Oh, well, I look forward to that.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, he really did. She's just a constant source of amusement, Elaine Page, isn't she? Talking earlier about how we should do National Talk Like a Pilot Day. You know that reassuring voice that pilots have as you are about to take off, and also during the flight, when they talk like this and tell you the outside air temperature, even though why would you want to know that it's minus 32? Lauren's been on. She's texted Radio 1 saying that she's got a pilot boyfriend, and he often talks like that in bed. Whoa. Okay. I've tried to call Lauren, but she's not answering the phone now. I left a message for her, and now it's gone to voicemail. I can't understand why she doesn't want to come on. Hello there, my darling. Temperature outside at the moment, 16 degrees, though obviously slightly warmer in this bed. So fasten your seatbelts, because there may be a little turbulence if you'd just like to put your tray table up, etc. good. We should do more of this. If you'd like to try it in a meeting tomorrow if you're at work, or maybe ordering something from a coffee shop, something reassuring there. Let me know how it goes. If you can record it on your phone and send it to me, that would be amaze. My email is scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Just encouraging more people to talk like a pilot. My friend, who's an estate agent, does it when he's showing people around houses, and no one's noticed yet, which is a bit disappointing. Hi, Jake.
Hello.
You're right.
Good, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good. Are you a pilot?
Yeah, training to be. I've got my private license, but I'm just in my commercial exams at the moment. So, yeah.
Oh, so I bet you talk like a pilot all the time.
Well, do you think I do?
Well, do your pilot voice, because you're just doing your normal voice now.
Well, I don't have to make announcements yet, but I guess when I do have to, I'll certainly.
Oh, come on, you've practiced in your car. Of course you have. If I was in training to be a pilot, I'd be in my car all the time going, outside temperature 16 degrees, quite sunny at the moment, and expecting flight time, a short flight of 40 minutes. You tell me you've done that. You must have done.
Yeah. Possibly.
Okay, can I hear it now then, please? Go. Pretend
okay.
I'm not here.
Give me a destination.
We're going to Madrid.
Ladies and gentlemen, from the flight deck, the captain speaking. I'd like to welcome you aboard this flight to Madrid. Currently taxiing out to the westerly runway for a departure to the east. Be cruising at 32,000 feet. If there's anything the cabin crew can do, please don't hesitate to ask. How was that?
Yeah, that's quite good. And fairly reassuring. You didn't do enough. I mean, I don't want to correct you because obviously you're the one in training, but you didn't do enough.
Okay, right.
Make it a little bit lower is my tip.
I'll bear that in mind.
Okay. All right. Good luck with that.
Thanks, Scott.
Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
Oh, I didn't give it. High five.
High five.
Press five. Oh. Whoa. Yes, I just got a high five off of pilot.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.